You wouldn't admit to your age, but your height. Is it true you're 5'3" and a half?
That's right, yeah. I think I still have that half.
All right, so out of college, what happens to you out of college?
I got married.
When did you get married?
Right out of college.
Right out of college.
64, yeah.
Who did you marry?
Sidney Lee Greif, G-R-E-I-F. A wonderful family. 12 kids, 6 boys, 6 girls. I had met Sid's sister, Sarah, at Girl State. We were good friends. They had a music store. They still do. And Mother worked for Greif's Music Center. She taught lessons and worked there. So we had a little relationship with the Greifs.
Sidney was musical, obviously.
Sort of. They were all singers, fabulous singers. They sang in harmony. They still do. They're just marvelous singers. Sid played guitar, and he was pretty good. He was pretty good, but he wasn't diligent about it. You know, he wasn't a trained guitarist or anything. Right. He just did it because he enjoyed it.
So how old would you have been when you were married?
It was 1964. I don't think of ages, but that's what I was.
1964.
Let's figure it out later.
Okay.
I don't want
to think about the age. Right. And he
was
your
20.
Age or older?
He was a little older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have children from that marriage?
Yes. 2 wonderful children.
And who are they?
Boy and a girl. Matthew Nathan Greif. He's now a member of the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. He always has been very musical and very studious and very, what's the word? He would just apply himself. He was very structured in his approach to things. Like if he had homework, he would do that homework, letter perfect. When I would leave to go on the road, I had both of the kids practice an hour a day, half an hour on violin, half hour on piano, and then I gave them a lesson when I came home. But I wasn't as strict as my dad. We had fun with it. He was supposed to do that half an hour on violin, half hour on piano. He would do that. Could be sure.
And then a daughter?
My daughter is Sydney, S-Y-D-N-I, Sydney Catherine Greif.
And is she musical too?
She's a marvelous singer. Marvelous singer, but she was the opposite personality. She was always ready to have fun. Yeah, Mom, let's go to the mall. Yeah, let's go do this. She wasn't the studious, didn't have the regimented approach or the disciplined approach that my son had.
So did music become her way of life?
She still sings, and her daughter, Sandra, is a vocal major, and she has a better voice than any of us. She's
wow.
got a great voice.
So how many grandchildren do you have?
I have 4, 2 from my son and 2 from my daughter.
And they're all musical, I suppose.
They're all pretty musical, yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's just almost laughable to hear all this. It comes drifting down to everybody.
I know. We had 5 generations on stage. It's great.
It's wonderful. Absolutely, it's wonderful.
It has been wonderful.
How long were you married to Sidney?
Gosh, you ask these hard questions. I think about 9 years, maybe.
And,
oh, yeah, it was 9 years.
And you were living in Idaho all this time?
Well, we were living in Idaho and teaching. He was teaching Spanish and history in the high school, and I was teaching 5th grade for a year. And then we moved to California, Redding, California.
Why?
Just jobs. He got a good job in Redding, and we moved to California. I had already had my son. We loved Redding. I loved Redding. I started a string program there that is still ongoing. That's one of my biggest joys, to see how that has exploded. I feel like I'm a good catalyst. I love it so much that it pleases me to see people catch fiddle fever or learn how to play enough so that they really enjoy it, whatever style they want to do, but to see them catch fire, because music has been such a blessing in my life.
Yep.
So when I see people catch fire, it just thrills me to death. And I'm still teaching. You know, I have a class at NTC in Claremore that I'm just finishing up, 6 weeks, Monday evenings, and I can squeeze that in the spring and the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I was on their board, and they said, well, would you just teach one class to help us get this started? And I said, sure, and this is the 9th class.
Mm.
Because we have a blast.
Sure.
We enjoy it.